Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
New year to you, with you in the studio tonight. You've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We have Skype. You may Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We're here live on New Year's Day. I don't know about you, Johnson, but it wasn't much of a day for me up here in New England. The sun goes down pretty early, and I did not get up very early today. So I think I saw about 2 hours worth of daylight today before the sun went down.
Oh, no, I was up fairly early this morning. Oh, yeah,
you went to bed. You kind of left early, left the party early.
I left the party early, and I also wanted to get up this morning because this is totally such a strange story. I guess I'm about to tell it on the air. Why not?
Okay.
I saw a recipe. I have a friend who's a chef from Connecticut, and she posted a recipe on her Facebook that I thought looked really, really interesting. A breakfast recipe. So it was apparently, I looked it up, and it was from a French children's cookbook, like a French cookbook for children.
Okay.
And it's from like the 70s or 80s or something like that. And the comments by this guy who found this cookbook was looking at it and going, "These recipes are a little advanced. I don't know what these French kids
were
doing." You know, like, yeah. And he's like, "This is for kids. This is unbelievable." So what the recipe essentially was that you separate the egg yolk from an egg,
okay.
You know, put them in a separate bowl, and then you take salt and you whip the remaining egg whites into a meringue. I don't know if you know, it's like basically if you whip eggs long enough with salt mixed in, they become almost like the texture of whipped cream.
Hmm. Okay.
They become like a foam, yeah. And so you get this foamy mixed thing. So then you take that and you put it on parchment paper and you bake the eggs at 450 for like 3 minutes apiece or whatever, but you make a little divot. So 3 minutes in, you put the yolk back in the egg, and then you continue baking it, and you get this like really amazingly fluffy looking egg with the yolk in the middle like that, and it's like,
it was good, huh?
It was really good. It was unbelievable. Oh, wow. So I made that for myself and my girlfriend this morning.
Very cool. That's a nice thing to wake up to.
Yeah.
Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. It is the first episode of Free Talk Live for 2015. We'll be here every night, as always, you know, doing a live show, taking your calls about whatever's on your mind, of course.
I should add, she drank more than me, so that was part of the reason, part of the impetus of me getting up to make breakfast, because I'm kind of a teetotaler. I'm kind of a teetotaler. I don't really drink that much, so I'm not going to be the one with the hangover.
I see. Kind of a teetotaler. I don't think there's a kind of teetotaler. You're either a teetotaler or you're not. Right?
No, I don't think that's true. Like, if you're 90% of the time you teetotal, you know,
I think the definition of a teetotaler is one who is...
Nonsense.
I'm
redefining it. I'm taking it back.
opposed for some reason to inebriating oneself.
No, it just generally, look, you know.
I mean, the word total is in there, Johnson. I don't know if that's as in total clean, total straight edge, total no modifying one's state of consciousness. So you can share your thoughts with us here tonight. The police are continue to be in the news. There's just so much to discuss here. And, of course, we touched on it, I think, last night on the episode with Chris Cantwell, where apparently the news is revealing that police in New York City have indeed stopped enforcing a lot of the laws there. Remember, we talked about a week or so back after the shootings happened there, the police union sent around an email saying that officers should only enforce when absolutely necessary, only make arrests, only ticket when absolutely necessary. And it appears that they've been doing that, meaning that they haven't been making the same amount of arrests and ticketings that they normally do.
You are correct, by the way, about your teetotaler.
What's the definition of
that? So the definition of teetotaler is really just one who practices teetotalism. And
which
teetotalism,
abstention.
Yeah, teetotalism is the practice or the principle or practice of complete abstinence from alcohol drinks.
So. I've heard it defined as wider than that, just like a total straight edge kind of no,
well, yeah.
No drugs.
But that would be an incorrect usage in the same way that mine was an incorrect usage.
Yeah. Matt Tabby, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, over at Rolling Stone. Johnson, you brought this one in, as did I here tonight, and that's usually a good sign that we should start with it. Brace yourselves for a weird night, he writes this on December 31st. There might be a little extra drama when the ball drops in Times Square thanks to one of the more confusing political protests in recent memory. On a night when more than a million potentially law-breaking, probably tipsy revelers will be crowding in most the most densely populated city blocks in America, all eyes will be on the city cops stuck with holiday duty. Why? Because the New York City police are in the middle of a slowdown. The New York Post is going so far as to call it a virtual work stoppage. Furious at embattled Mayor Bill de Blasio and at what Police Benevolent Association Chief Patrick Lynch calls a, quote, hostile anti-police environment in the city, unquote, the local officers are simply refusing to arrest or ticket people for minor offenses. Such arrests have dropped off a staggering 94%, with overall arrests plunging 66%. If you're wondering exactly what that means, the Post is reporting that the protesting police have decided to make arrests, quote, only when they have to, unquote. Tybee says, let that sink in for a moment. Seriously, take 10 or 15 seconds. Well, we don't have time to give you 10 or 15 seconds of dead air, so you have to do that on your own time. Substantively, that means mostly a steep drop-off in parking tickets, but also a major drop in tickets for quality-of-life offenses, like carrying open containers of alcohol or public urination. My first response to this news was confusion. I get why the police are protesting. They're upset at Mayor Bill de Blasio, and more on that in a moment, but this sort of protest pulls this story out of the standard left-right culture war script that it had been following and into surreal territory. I don't know any police officer anywhere who would refuse to arrest a truly dangerous criminal as part of a PBA-led political gambit. So the essence of this protest seems now to be about trying to hit de Blasio where it hurts, i.e., in the budget, without actually endangering the public. So this police protest, unwittingly, is leading to the exposure of the very policies that anger so many different constituencies about modern law enforcement tactics. First, it shines a light on the use of police officers to make up for tax shortfalls using ticket and citation revenue. Then there's the related and more important issue of forcing police to make thousands of arrests and issue hundreds of thousands of summonses when they didn't have to. It's incredibly ironic that the police have chosen to abandon quality-of-life actions like public urination tickets and open container violations, because it's precisely these types of interactions that are the heart of the broken windows policies that so infuriate residents of so-called hotspot neighborhoods. To translate what he's saying here is that this is what a lot of us would like to see the police do, is to not arrest people for nonsense that right. doesn't actually involve a victim. That's just plain old fundraising ticketing and fundraising arrests that ultimately ruin people's lives.
Right, but if they didn't do that, Ian, then we'd have to fire basically like 80% of police.
Well, that's true.
Because 80% of what they do is
that
garbage.
Stuff. Yeah, exactly. So he goes on here.
I'm making up that statistic, by the way. I don't know if it's 80%,
it's
but I'm guessing. I mean, based on stories that I've heard over the years, I recall that it's vaguely something around there.
Well, they're saying here that arrests in general are down 66%, so that might suggest that they're at least 66%.
Yep.
So going on here, he says, in an alternate universe where the pseudo-strike wasn't the latest sortie in a standard-issue right-versus-left political showdown, one could imagine this protest as a progressive or even libertarian strike in which police refuse to work as backdoor tax collectors and or implement Minority Report-style preemptive policing-style policies, which is what a lot of these broken windows-type arrests amount to. But that's not what's going on here, he says. As far as I can tell, there's nothing enlightened about this slowdown. Although I'm sure there are thousands of cops who are more than happy to get a break from broken windows policing. Now, I've never heard it called that before. That's new terminology for me.
Krugman would be proud.
He says, I've met more than a few police in the last few years who've complained vigorously about things like empty the pad policies in some precincts where officers were and are told by superiors to fill predetermined summons quotas every month, meaning they have to write tickets a certain amount of them every single month, or they get in trouble. It would be amazing. So what he's right, right, like this isn't a principled protest. The police aren't doing this based on the fact that they know it's wrong to write all these tickets. They're just butthurt at the mayor, right. And they want to, you know, show him what's for. But as a result, fewer people are getting arrested. How long will this last?
Well, they didn't end up protesting through New Year's. I've got some information about this.
All right, I want to hear about that here in a moment. If you believe people like Chris Cantwell, that, you know, if it's because of the shootings of the cops is why this has happened. The Tabby here is saying that it is because of the political ramifications. There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12, 2014, gold opened at $12.1660. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.6134, $6.3067 for a half ounce, or $3.1533 for a quarter ounce. That's $12.6134, $6.3067, and $3.1533.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live brought to you by Free Ross, freeross.org. Ross Ulbricht is facing the rest of his life in prison because, well, he's alleged to be the man who created the Silk Road, the man who operated Silk Road, which is an underground marketplace, black market, available on the Tor anonymizing system. Or at least that's what they claim. It's an anonymizing system. There's some questions about that these days. But he's facing a long time in prison for that. His trial was originally supposed to start on Monday. However, it has been delayed by a week, according to Michelle Seven. She wanted me to get that information out to folks in case you were planning on coming to the trial. You may have to change your plans at this point. Again, they have pushed the trial back yet another week. So it'll be starting on the 13th of this month. It's not too late to support Ross and his family and the Defense Fund by going to freeross.org. If you care about freedom, if you want to see an end to the war on drugs, if you want to see the black market be a safer place, those are all good reasons to support Ross and his efforts. So please, freeross.org.
Do you think that the outcome of this is going to affect the Bitcoin market in any substantial way?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know why people even ask me what I think about the Bitcoin market. I don't know a thing about, you know, market money markets or whatever, right, and currency trading and all that. The way I see the Bitcoin market is it's an international market, and one thing probably isn't going to affect it in any significant manner. There are some times where something will happen in the news that seems like a big thing, and you'll see something happen to the marketplace. But then there's other times when big news comes and nothing really seems to happen. So it seems like, you know, maybe it was just a coincidence that when the Silk Road got raided, the market went down. I don't know. Maybe something else happened in another country that we don't even know about, something in China relating to Bitcoin. I've never taken the time to really investigate it. The way I see it is I'm in this Bitcoin thing for the long haul, so I don't really concern myself with the day-to-day swings and the price variations of it.
I read an interesting article that said that was talking about how, you know, this drop in value of Bitcoin is going to be a very good thing, and that the stabilization of the price due to the fact that it's getting out of the way the people who are interested in Bitcoin as a financial stuff, as an investment. I mean, because basically the article I was reading was something about how basically Bitcoin was the worst investment of 2014. Like, it was,
if you bought at the beginning of the year.
And that basically it performed well. I mean, they're basing this on, like, performance.
Mm-hmm.
It performed.
Yeah, it's lost half its value.
Performed worse than the ruble is what they were basically talking about. And, that's actually a good thing for Bitcoin, because it's getting people, like the investors and the angel investors, which are still heavily investing in Bitcoin startups, because Bitcoin is still extremely potent and valuable as a protocol. More like, you know, FTP or, you know, TCP or, IRC, internet protocols that are, you know, very well used. HTTP.
Yeah,
hey, you know that one.
The
hypertext transfer protocols, everything you use whenever you go to a website.
The blockchain is the guts behind Bitcoin. That's what they're talking about, right?
Right.
When they say the protocol. And that is an incredible invention. And it can do a lot more than just money.
Bitcoin, a.k.a. Cloud Ledger.
Yeah, that's another way to talk about it, sure.
I mean, essentially, if you renamed that, you know, nobody would want to use it because of the awful name, but it would be a very accurate name.
Yeah, it's true, because Bitcoin is essentially, it's not only a cloud ledger, but a public cloud ledger, right? So, because anybody can go and look at any Bitcoin account and look and see where the Bitcoins have been sent to and where they come from and all of that, if you want to take the time to do that.
Well, and you'd also have to know what those codes mean. You know, they'd have to have meaning. You know, you can see it, but it's like, well, do you happen to know that 5H21397684321 is, you know, Ian or whatever?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you have to have a little information going into it.
You have to have a lot of information because,
So, yeah, we were talking about Free Ross. Go to freeross.org. They accept Bitcoin there as well as PayPal, and you can cut them a check if you want to help out, because they're going to need the help. They are up against all of the might of the federal government, and they're trying to bring it down and bring it down hard against him. So we'll keep you in the loop as we learn more. I had heard that Derek J., our Monday night co-host, journalist is going to be going down to New York City for this, for the Ross Ulbricht trial. So hopefully we'll have somebody on the ground there. I think Michelle Seven's going to be there as well. So at the very least, we'll have somebody who will be able to call us up and kind of keep us in the loop with what's been going on. At least that's what I hope to see happen. And, you know, what better time to go to New York City? The police aren't ticketing people, which is what we were talking about.
I don't know. This article here from Reuters, by way of Newsweek, says that there was heightened security in Times Square on New Year's Eve. So it's the same thing as usual. And this photograph here, you know, certainly looks to be, you know, like typical cops setting up barricades in New
York. Well, the cops haven't quit their jobs.
Well, yeah,
they're just not in, they're allegedly not enforcing tickets and things like that they used to.
Yeah. So this says thousands of New York City police officers prepared for protests in Times Square against excessive police force as an enormous crowd of revelers gathered there under unusually tight security for the nation's biggest New Year's Eve celebrations.
It's been pretty tight over the last couple of years. I wonder what made it unusually tight this year.
They say in the hours before the giant crystal ball drop at midnight, bomb-sniffing dogs and counterterrorism units joined uniformed police officers posted on the street around the famed Manhattan crossroads. Other officers were stationed on rooftops and at area subway stations. Security is always tight in Times Square on New Year's Eve, especially since the September 11, 2001 attacks, the World Trade Center. But this year, extra precautions were being taken after months of protests over the deaths of two unarmed black men at the hands of white police officers in New York and in Ferguson.
Well, plus the cops are paranoid. It's not so much about the protests, it's about the shooting.
Yeah.
The cops are paranoid as hell.
Yeah. Tensions in New York sharpened nearly 2 weeks ago when a gunman shot two police officers sitting in a patrol car in Brooklyn in an apparent act of retribution against law enforcement. In light of what happened 2 weeks ago, there is concern for every member of the New York City Police Department, said James O'Neill, an NYPD
officer. Safety, paramount.
This is something that's in real recent memory. It's something that every cop in New York City is concerned about.
Cops get, cops are paranoid anyway about people being out to get them. And, you know, as what I will cite for my example on that is the recent James Cleveland trial.
Right.
Which, by the way, the video is up at freekeen.com. It's 3 hours and 40 minutes long. So if you'd like to watch the whole thing or excerpts or whatever, it's there. In the James Cleveland trial, they testified that they thought he had a gun. They thought he was sneaking up on them in this place where they were. It was outside of a suicide attempt.
That. I doubt they actually believed that. I believe they're probably just lying. That's what they do.
I think they're that paranoid. I think I think the police are that paranoid. And now it's good that they didn't draw down on him and shoot him to death. So, they didn't actually, they held back and they waited till they could verify whether or not it was a gun. So, you know, I guess that puts them a cut above the average cop, but
I don't believe it. Cause I watched the video of what happened in the Cleveland case, and the guy just decided to make things up on the spot. They didn't know anything about him until the guy said, well, the barricade's been moved, so you need to move. I mean, it was just, just bullying. It was just another cop being a high school jackass bully who decided, I want you to leave. No, thank you, sir. I'm not leaving. Now you have to leave. And the barricade's been expanded. I'm going to keep making stuff up until I have something and I'm going to arrest you. That's what was going
on. That's what was going
on. They didn't really think he had a gun. It was just a jackass cop making stuff up on the spot.
Had
nothing to do with him having a gun. It was him not respecting authority.
You're correct. You're absolutely right about that's what they were doing, and that was the reason why they did it. They didn't do it because they thought he had a gun. What I was telling you is that when he was approaching, that was what they said. More coming up.
Yeah.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll free here to this New Year's Day edition of the program. We're here live, as always, with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. And the features you'll find there, they're completely free. Plus, something else free for you, free pound of coffee. You go to coffee.freetalklive.com, and you can get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. Folks who are coffee drinkers that are on this program have become big fans of BuzzBox coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. You just go to coffee.freetalklive.com, put your order in there. You get your first pounds free. You just pay the shipping cost to cover that, and they'll send it to you. You can cancel your subscription at any time. And the subscription is you get on the auto ship program where you can, you know, customize how often you want the coffee shipped, what kind of coffee you want shipped, and how much of it you want shipped at the time they ship it. It's pretty cool. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Plus, some of the profits from these pounds of coffee will go toward providing microloans for people in tough parts of the world to live in. And you can go to coffee.freetalklive.com, and for every 10 listeners that signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com, we can fund out one new microloan every single month. So coffee.freetalklive.com, it's great coffee, and you can help change lives all at the same time. Go get your first pound free. Just cover the shipping cost over at coffee.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, the story is from Rolling Stone, where Matt Taibbi, perhaps, T-A-I-B-B-I, I'm taking a shot there. Hopefully I get it right. He's writing an article about the New York Police Department dramatically cutting back on the amount of ticketing and arrests that they've been doing over the last couple of weeks since the police shootings have occurred. They're saying it's because of the mayor, Bill de Blasio, that he's not supportive of the police enough, so they are trying to squeeze him where it hurts, which is in the wallet. They're not going out and ticketing in the way that they would normally do, and that means that, well, people are going to be a little bit more free in New York City. Now, as Tybee points out in this article, it's not necessarily this isn't a principled libertarian protest,
right,
or work stoppage or whatever, but it is interesting because ultimately it's going to help the little guy, meaning that, you know, if you're not getting ticketed for a bunch of crap right. like open container violations, then you'll have more money in your pocket.
Yeah, watch them. We'll show New York. The New York will fall to pieces without us.
Yeah. No, actually, we're all fine here. We're great, thanks.
So, back to the story here. He just mentioned that apparently some of the officers he's talked to complained to him in the past about these policies where they're given quotas and they have to write as many summonses as the quotas demand every single month. It would be amazing, says Tybee, if this New York protest or police protest somehow brought parties on all sides to a place where we could all agree that policing should just go back to a policy of officers arresting people when they have to, meaning that there's someone who's threatening another person. There's right. a violent person. There's an actual criminal. Because it's wrong, he says, to put law enforcement in the position of having to make up for budget shortfalls with parking tickets. And it's even more wrong to ask its officers to soak already cash-strapped residents of hotspot neighborhoods with mountains of summonses as part of some stats-based crime reduction strategy. Both policies make people pissed off at police for the most basic and understandable of reasons. If you're running into one, there's a pretty good chance you're going to end up opening your wallet. And isn't that just so true about police? When you run into a cop, either you're going to end up opening your wallet or you're going to end up in a prison cell or a jail cell for some sort of period of time. And it shouldn't be that way. It should be that when you run into a cop, you smile, you say hello, he, you know, acknowledges your presence and says something friendly back to you rather than looking all over to see if you violated some sort of BS ordinance. Which is the way it is now. They're right. constantly investigating everybody they come across to see if they can arrest you or ticket you for something in most places. New York City, that's not happening right now due to this protest on their part. He says that...
I was just going to say, well, every interaction of the police officer between a civilian and a police officer now is, just like we were talking about in the break, is, both sides are paranoid that they're going to get shot.
Yeah, and for good reason. Both, let's see, he says both policies make people upset at the police. He says your average summons for a QOL, quality of life offense, costs more than an ordinary working person makes in a day, driving a bus, waiting tables, or sweeping floors. So every time you nail somebody, you're literally ruining their whole day. Not only that, he's just talking about tickets.
Right.
If you arrest a person, which is also fairly common in a place like, or was fairly common in a place like New York City, if you arrest a person, not only have you ruined their day in that there will likely be fines involved at some later point, but you've also prevented them from getting to work, in some cases resulting in them getting fired. If they are held in a jail cell for some charge about, victimless crime, if you don't have enough money to pay bail, frequently these folks arrested for victimless crimes are not very wealthy, so they don't exactly – they're just not sitting on a few grand that they can just cough up to pay bail with. So, if they have to sit in that jail cell and they had a job they were going to, kiss the job goodbye. And while you're at it, if they're in that cell long enough, kiss the apartment goodbye too, because you're not going to make rent payments if you, A, don't have a job, and, B, are sitting in a jail cell. So, is your family going to – pick up the loose ends there? Does your family have enough money to pay your, I don't know, what's rent cost in New York City? It's not cheap, right?
Oh, yeah.
Thousands of dollars a month in rent?
Thousands of dollars a month.
So this ruins people's lives, and, the big question is how long will this police protest go on for in New York City? He goes on, he says, if I were a police officer, I hate to be taking money from people all day long, too. Christ, that's worse than being a dentist. So under normal circumstances, this slowdown wouldn't just make sense. it would be heroic. Unfortunately, this protest is not about police refusing to shake people down for money on principle. For one thing, it's simply another public union using its essential services leverage to hold the executive, and by extension the taxpayer, hostage in negotiation. This, in this case, the public union doesn't want higher pay or better benefits, in which case it wouldn't have the support from the political right that it has now. It merely wants support from the mayor. On another level, however, this is just the latest salvo in an ongoing and increasingly vicious culture war mess that is showing no signs of abating. Most everyone across the country knows the background by now. The police in New York are justifiably furious about the December 20th ambush slash murder assassination of their two officers at the hands of a rampage killer from Baltimore, Ismael Brinsley. Now, Brinsley, who shot his girlfriend and promised on Instagram to put wings on pigs before coming to New York and doing the evil deed, had cited the killing of Eric Garner in his rant, saying, among other things, quote, "They took one of ours, let's take two of theirs," unquote. According to the transitive theory of culpability so popular in our left-right media echo chamber, Brinsley's monstrous act put de Blasio in the political jackpot, since both had expressed dismay about the death of Eric Garner, who, of course, as you know, has died over a struggle with the police over a 75-cent cigarette. De Blasio...
Which is not true. If you watch the original video, the cigarette thing, it had nothing to do with cigarettes. If you watched that...
Isn't that why they were arresting him?
No! He broke up a fight.
Okay.
He broke up a fight, and then they were asking about cigarettes. They were asking about cigarettes. They're like, cigarette. You know, he says his words, and I this isn't an exact quote. He's like, what the hell are you talking about? Cigarettes? I don't have any cigarettes on me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cigarettes? What are you talking about? He's like, I just broke up a fight. I don't have any cigarettes on me. Mm-hmm. Leave me alone. Like, and then they.
Well, he was a known Lucy dealer, though, right?
I guess. That's why they were harassing him. He didn't have any on him. It didn't appear. Mm-hmm. He was wearing a t-shirt and, like, some shorts. It didn't look like he had anything, any way to, like, I don't know, be carrying cigarettes on him.
De Blasio, of course, never urged anyone to put wings on pigs, and his comment about the actual grand jury decision that it was something, quote, many in our city did not want, unquote, was really just a simple statement of fact. But he also clumsily personalized the incident, talking about his own half-black son, Dante, saying that he and his wife, Shirlane, had to talk to Dante about the dangers that he may face, that it should be self-evident, but our history requires us to say that black lives matter, unquote. As maximally uncontroversial as that sounds, the local tabloids went nuts over his remarks, bashing the boss of the nation's biggest police force for quoting a globally surging protest hashtag and talking about how he has to teach his own son to be wary of police. Then, the two officers were murdered in a horrible tragedy that will have lasting implications for people on all sides of the political spectrum. Thing is, there are really two things going on here. One is an ongoing bitter argument about race and blame that won't be resolved in this country anytime soon, if ever. Dig a millimeter under the surface of the Garner case, Ferguson, the Lou Ramos murders, and you'll find vicious, race-soaked debates about who's to blame for urban poverty, black crime, police violence, immigration, overloaded prisons, and a dozen other nightmare issues. We'll continue. We'll take your thoughts coming up on Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you'd like, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Sharing a story from Rolling Stone, where Matt Taibbi is pointing out the work stoppage, as it's being called, of the New York Police Department, where they are refusing to make many of the arrests or ticket writings that they would normally do. Apparently arrests of this typical, like, non-violent type that are so common are down 94%, while overall arrests are down 66% as a result of that. Tybee has a few more comments here, and then we're going to get into your calls and thoughts. He points out that there are two things going on here. One of them is the ongoing argument about race and blame, and the other is a highly specific debate over a very resolvable controversy, not about police as people, but about how police are deployed. Most people, and police most of all, agree the best use of police officers is police work. They shouldn't be collecting backdoor taxes because politicians are too cowardly to raise them, and they shouldn't be preemptively busting people in poor neighborhoods because voters don't have the patience to figure out some other way to deal with our dying cities. The police protest, ironically, could have shined a light on all of that. Instead, it's just more fodder for our ongoing hate-a-thon. Happy New Year, America. So he's right in that, I may not have the same political viewpoint as this author, but he's certainly right that the protests, you know, could have been meaningful, but of course the police don't care about that. He says he's talked to police who understand that these arrests, these nonviolent victimless crime arrests are BS, but yet they continue to do them. I mean, in all cities besides New York, where now they've cut back on them. And it's not because they think it's wrong is why they've stopped doing them. It's because because they want the mayor to respect them or right. whatever. And they're
respect
showing
respect us! Respect our right. authority!
This is a flexing of their power. Right. This is them flexing their might as police officers saying, oh, well, you don't like us? Well, we're just not going to collect your taxes for you here, your backdoor taxes. And that's what it is. Let's go to Chris Cantwell. He's on the line with us here via Skype. Hello, Chris.
Good to be with you, gentlemen. Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yes,
I was listening to you read the Rolling Stone article, and I do realize that there's some political implications here. There is a fight going on between the department and de Blasio, but I'm hopeful that police are thinking twice about doing these things because they realize that there's a possibility of them getting shot in the process. And in my article at ChristopherCantwell.com, there was a quote in the New York Post that they actually were saying, I'm not doing this because I don't want to get shot in the head.
That's a cop who said that?
Yeah, in at my article, dead cops means less oppression. There was a New York City police officer who told the New York Post, he said, I don't have the quote in front of me, unfortunately, but he said something to the effect of, I'm not going to run around writing summonses and making petty arrests and risk somebody shooting me or hitting me in the head with an axe.
Yeah, but at the same time, Chris, there's another story that the Washington Times posted 2 days ago showing the federal government has shipped nearly 4,000 more assault rifles to local law enforcement right. agencies in the 3 months following the Ferguson riots, marking a huge surge in the amount of lethal firearms being doled out to police and sheriff's departments. They drew attention and criticism to the massive, the riots, that is, drew attention and criticism to the massive firepower state and local police are now able to bring to, that they're now able to bring to bear on the citizens and earned scrutiny for the Pentagon project known as the 1033 program that helps arm many of those agencies by making surplus military equipment available to them. Apparently, the amount of the equipment that has been shipped out since Ferguson has dramatically increased. One example is 3,879 rifles that the Pentagon shipped in that time frame was an astronomical increase over the dozen rifles that were shipped during the same three-month period in 2013. So isn't that possibly evidence that, you know, violence and unrest in the streets is resulting in more militarization of the police?
It's certainly resulting in more militarization of the police, but all we needed for that to happen was time anyway. That's going to occur no matter what. What I hear when I hear about police arming up and getting more weapons and armored personnel carriers, it's because they're afraid, right? Mm-hmm. The reason that they're buying all these weapons is because they're absolutely terrified that people are going to strike back and do something to stop them from imposing their will upon people. And they're not wrong, evidently, are they?
Well, is it going to stop them from imposing their will on people if two cops get shot?
Well, not necessarily. Well, it seems to have done that in New York City. I mean, you know, drug arrests dropped by 84%
for a week.
All that good news any day of the week. And even if they're, even if you do attribute it to the political disagreement between the department and de Blasio, you're still dealing with a situation where that was created, right? That conflict was created by this shooting.
Sure, but this is 1 week, and this is 1 week while cops pout and you know, thump their chests against de Blasio. It's not because they're doing it out of any sort of principle.
I didn't think they were doing it out of principle. I'm saying that they're doing it out of fear. And, of course, you know, the situation now, yeah, it's going on for a week now. And at some point, they'll probably get back to business as usual. But also the case that I've made through over the course of time has basically been you're gonna reach a situation in this country or in just some geographic area of any type that, you know, a certain number of the people in a given geographic area are going to say, I'd rather shoot back than deal with this. And when that gets to sort of a critical mass, I think that's what you saw with the shooting in Bedford-Stuyvesant, and I think that you're going to see more of that as time goes on. The state is every day creating people who are filled with hopelessness and rage, and they will lash out violently against their oppressors. And when that reaches a critical mass and you start seeing cops getting shot, you know, once or twice a month, these people are going to think twice about going out there and doing these jobs.
Well, I think that, you know, you make a strong argument, Chris Cantwell. I just can't support violence on a principled basis. And I think that in the long run, you're going to be proven wrong. I think that ultimately, in the long run, what you're going to see is the police are going to arm up even more, and they're going to be more likely to hire badge-heavy cops who are relishing the opportunity to smash some heads and to get into a fight with somebody and to get into a shootout with somebody. I think that's what you're going to see long term. You may be correct that short term, the fear from the shootings has sort of put a kibosh on a lot of this police enforcement. But I think that that long term we're going to see something a little bit different. And I think the fact that they're getting even more weapons in a shorter period of time now is an indicator of the police state to come. But I hope that things don't get worse. But I don't know if that's realistic.
Yeah, I mean, let's just hope that there's some kind of mass philosophical awakening really soon then, because, I mean, I think that people lashing out against the people who victimized them is inevitable, whether any of us like it or not. I mean,
I think you're right about that.
Ismail Brinsley wasn't exactly a libertarian. He was some kind of black power Marxist, but he seems to have done more to reduce state oppression in New York City in one weekend than the entire history of the Libertarian Party. So,
well, there are ways to stop the police's aggression without using violence, and there was actually a story that Alternet posted today of a Florida crowd that formed a human shield to protect a man from being arrested for smoking marijuana. And that's the kind of thing I'd like to see people do, is to step in and, you know, nonviolently put a stop to police arrests and harassment of people. Step up, grab a video camera, record things. I mean, it doesn't have to go to violence. I think you're correct, though, Chris, and what I think you're correct about in this case is that, yes, if people are harassed and arrested and threatened and intimidated and killed and have bones broken and have their lives destroyed by the police, as those tragedies continue, it does become more and more likely that someone is going to lash out using violence. I don't think that means that violence is okay or the solution or is going to be a long-term solve for this, but I think that it is predictable. What you're saying is true there. Any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Well, let's hope for the best, gentlemen. Thank you for having me on.
Happy New Year. Thanks, Chris. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. What do you think, John?
My concern is that if there's a, you know, if these cops are, if police start being afraid of getting shot, right, and not doing the job, then all you're going to be left with is the police who aren't afraid of being shot. So you're just going to get these crazies, you know, like it's
even worse.
If you think the police is militaristic now, wait until the police are become the type of people who are not afraid to die, because they're the same type of people who are willing to go and shoot at people in foreign countries. That's what it is means to be a military. I mean, if that's what happens over here, then you're really militarizing the police.
Let's talk to Mike. He's in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
I hope that the fact that the shooting has stifled the amount of tickets and petty arrests show the people that life can go on as usual without the police interacting with us over these victimless crimes. And I didn't hear anything about the people forming a human shield, but I'm a truck driver and I have many hours to think during the day. And I've often pondered the idea, if 25 men surrounded a cop that was abusing a person or hurting somebody and said, this is enough, this isn't going to happen anymore here, right now, you're exactly right. That is the kind of revolution that needs to happen.
We'll talk about that more here in a moment. Mike, I know you're calling about something else, so if you want, hang on. We'll bring it back after the news to continue the discussion. And I'll tell you more about what happened with this human interaction where they stepped in to try to stop a cop from making a pot arrest. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.